Foster, 104.1 FM Buckets Radio, and your voice on the World Wide Web, bucketsradio.com.au. A big thank you to you if you are streaming the show on the internet. It's great to have you with us. We know we often have people contact to say they're listening online, and we really do appreciate that very much. And we appreciate the quality of cricket that's been going on very much as well. The Women's National Cricket League semi-finals and final have been run and won, with the New South Wales Lendlease Breakers claiming their 10th consecutive title in the competition. But we'll get to that in just a minute. Let's run you through what happened in the semi-finals. The first final was between Queensland and South Australia. Well, it was happening at the same time as the New South Wales Victoria game. But let's just run you through the scores from there. Queensland all out for 90. Difficult conditions for them, and great bowling that they had to come up against from Megan Schutt from the Scorpions. It was a tremendous display with the ball from her. She claimed 4 for 20 from 8.4 overs. And the best of the batters for Queensland was Jodie Fields, who made a very patient 29, holding things together in the middle stages of their innings. Birkett finishing on 17 not out. And the other wicket takers for South Australia was Betts, who took 2 for 16, Price 1 for 15, and McGrath 1 for 11. And 90 didn't really seem like much on paper, but it proved to be a tricky total, and Queensland made South Australia certainly earned their way into the Women's National Cricket League final. Sarah Taylor was the one who got them across the line, though, South Australia. She finished on 21 not out and was well supported by Megan Schutt at the end of proceedings. She finished on 9 not out, and they got the total 7 wickets down. Holly Furling, very impressive with the new ball, the youngster taking 2 for 15. Another youngster in the team, Gemma Barsby, claiming 2 for 16. And other wicket takers was Harris, who took 1 for 22, Leighton Davis 1 for 5, and Kimmins 1 for 16. And as I said, that saw South Australia make their way into the final on Sunday. Megan Schutt, player of the match, and well and truly deserving of that honour. The other game was the table-topping Commonwealth Bank Victorian Spirit, making 175 in their innings, batting first, and it was a steady start for both teams, both kind of feeling their way in the game. Top scorer for the Victorians was their captain, Meg Lanning. She made 41 before Elise Perry cleaned her up. Jess Cameron made 27 and Villani 28 at the top of the order. The best of the bowlers for New South Wales, a very impressive display. She didn't get the most wickets, but Sarah Ailey from New South Wales, 2 for 23 off 10 overs, including 5 maidens. She did get the initial breakthrough and bowled very tidily indeed. Sarah Coit, 3 for 33, very impressive figures also. And Carey picking up 2 for 14. Osborne a wicket and Perry a wicket as well. New South Wales in their run chase paced it very well indeed. They lost some early wickets, disappointing for them, but Alex Blackwell came in and steadied the ship like all good skippers do. She finished on 73 not out. Elise Perry made a powerful 61, and Poulton was there at the end on 16 not out. So both the veterans making sure that New South Wales got across the line, finishing on 3 for 179 with a few overs up their sleeve. And the wicket takers, Kearney at the new ball bowler, Kearney, she did a tremendous job. 10 overs, 1 for 14. Very miserly performance with the ball from her. And Binch picked up 1 for 37. And so that meant on Sunday we had the Breakers taking on the Scorpions in the final of the Women's National Cricket League competition. And that meant we would see the Lendlease Breakers moving into their opportunity to claim 10 consecutive Women's National Cricket League titles. They would take on South Australia in the big one on Sunday. South Australia won the toss and sent them in. New South Wales made 4 for 279 from their 50 overs, and it was set up largely due to the work of Rachel Haynes. Now, She made 150 plus in a previous Women's National Cricket League final at the SCG against Victoria, I think that one was. And she'd been player of the match in that game and one other Women's National Cricket League final. And she did the job again on Sunday. 79 from 89 balls, 8 boundaries and 3 maximums. She loves that area over mid-wicket. She hit some beautiful shots in that region. Eventually getting out caught down at fine leg, mistiming a pull shot there or hook shot there. Alyssa Healy, great job from her at the top, 40 from 52 balls. And a little bit of a thumb injury there, I think, going into the game. But she did very well at the top before chipping one to mid-wicket. And Blackwell continued her run of form, 67 for the skipper. What a tremendous leader she has been, Alex Blackwell. A wonderful cricketer and churns out the runs like it's going out of fashion. We won't get tired of it, Alex. Keep up the good work there. Another fantastic innings in the final. Elise Perry, 57 not out from 50 balls. Again, proving her all-round talent. And that was always going to be a tough ask, chasing 279. Betts picked up 2 for 44 with the ball, wicket each to McGrath and Price, and Schutt bowled very tidily, 10 overs, none for 36, keeping her economy rate nice and tidy. South Australia, they were all out for 135. The wickets were shared amongst the Breakers girls. Everyone who bowled got a wicket at least. 3 to Osborne. She picked up 3 for 33. 2 for 19 for Perry. Very impressive stuff from her with the new ball and keeping it very tight indeed. Ailey again after a great performance in the semi-final. 2 for 35 for her. Coit 1 for 19. 1 for 11 for Carey and 1 for 17 for Reeks in what was a very impressive display. The best of the batters, Patterson, she made 26, 25 off 25 for Ebsery, and Wellington finished on 17 not out at the end of proceedings, and that made it 10 in a row for the Lendlease Breakers. What an outstanding cricket team they are. What a dynasty this has been in women's cricket for the Lendlease Breakers. They are head and shoulders above in terms of what they've achieved, but the standard of the competition has been rapidly improving. It shows that the fact that they finished fourth on the regular season ladder, that there are so many other talented young girls playing in the Women's National Cricket League competition. And Alex Blackwell alluded to the fact that things are getting harder in terms of winning games due to the fact there's been some overseas players coming in, but not just the role that they're having, the role that they're having as individuals and their own performances, but the impact they're having on the younger talent here in Australia is a good thing indeed. So well done to the Lendlease Breakers and good luck to the girls as they take on Victoria in the T20 final on Wednesday.